All right. Well, thank you, Scott. Thanks to everybody for coming to the graduate student slash professors who don't like poster session. I wanted to take the time this afternoon to share some of the work that we've been doing collaboratively with Aaron Patton's group at Purdue, looking at phrase mowing as a new potential tool for annual bluegrass control. So our target weed in this work has been POA. I think everybody here is familiar with annual bluegrass as a weed of turf. There was a nice review paper published in 2012 that reported annual bluegrass found on every continent, including Antarctica. And they also note in that paper that it is one of the top 10 species that has been looked at in seed bank studies. And that's particularly relevant in the work that we're doing here. Our group started to become interested in this as cases of herbicide resistance in annual bluegrass had increased. This is a very common trend throughout the transition zone in southern U.S. where we have greater instances of annual bluegrass evolving resistance to many different herbicidal modes of action, and the reports continue. We now have cases of multiple resistance in annual bluegrass. This is a paper that our group published earlier this year, looking at one population that was both resistant to glyphosate and varicade. And we have cases now, this is from Dr. McElroy's group, of non-target site resistance in annual bluegrass, where we have changes in those plants that are conferring resistance to multiple modes of action, making our suite of available herbicide technologies pretty limited. And when you start to think about the BMPs for resistance, if you will, they're really focused on the soil seed bank and diversified approaches to try to reduce weed seed in soil. And knowing that the work that's been done here has shown that resistance is positively associated with seed bank size, we thought that would be relevant for annual bluegrass. The logic is that with failed applications due to herbicide resistance, those plants are going to survive, set seed, deposit that seed back into the soil, and therefore perpetuate the problem for years in the future. The row crop weed scientists, particularly in Australia, have really led the charge in trying to target this weed seed bank approach and weed seed deposition as a means for control through what's known as harvest weed seed control technology, where they'll take the debris that is generated during the harvest of a crop and then move it off-site for transport or physically damage it. Here's a picture of one of their harvest weed seed control technologies. This is called a Harrington seed destructor. The process here is very simple. So as this combine moves through and harvests this crop, the chaff that is produced goes through into this cage mill. That debris is then pulverized. Any weed seed that's in that debris therefore is physically damaged to the point that it can not germinate, and it lessens the likelihood of spreading that weed population across that crop field and essentially prevents redistribution. So our thought here was that there was a new interest in phrase mowing in turf grass, and this was somewhat similar in that we were taking the above ground material of a turf surface and physically removing it and taking it off-site via transport. Could this same technique apply and help us with annual bluegrass management? For those not familiar, this is a close-up shot of a phrase mower cutting head. The unit that we had, the Coro Topmaker, 120 blades, 10 millimeter thickness on a universe rotor with a width of 120 centimeters. And this is what you're left with. You can vary the depth to which you use this instrument and how aggressive you want to be with removing material. In our work here, we've removed all of our above ground biomass, if you will, leaving some stolons here in this one photo and predominantly recovery via rhizomes. And again, the rationale is if we look in the literature, we've got reports of 80% of viable annual bluegrass seed in the top 1 centimeter soil. If we were to get aggressive with a phrase mowing unit, could this reduce that population? So we wanted to look at this as a summer phrase mowing of warm season grasses as a new non-chemical technique for annual bluegrass management, thinking that this could be incorporated into an annual bluegrass management program. And we wanted to evaluate control and seed bank dynamics along with turf grass recovery from this operation. Work was done in Knoxville, the field portion, from 2015 to 2017 at the East Tennessee Research and Education Center on a Myers orchardgrass fairway that had a natural infestation of annual bluegrass as well as other summer annual weeds. Soil was a silt loam, pH 6.7. Mowing height was 1.5 centimeters with clippings returned. Nutrients were applied predominantly with nitrogen as the driver at 26 kilograms nitrogen per hectare from April through September, and our plot size was 2.4 by 2.4 meters. We applied our phrase mowing treatment in June of 2015 and then again in June of 2016. Very simple setup here. We had a phrase mode treatment and a non-phrase mode control each year. And again, our depth, we set the phrase mower up to remove 2.5 centimeters of surface material. And the debris was collected and removed. So this is just a schematic of our setup here. The orange arrows are 2015. The green arrows are 2016. This kind of created a plot matrix where we would have phrase mowing done in 1 year, repeated again in another year, and then phrase mowing in two consecutive years. We looked at annual bluegrass counts in February and April of the following spring after each treatment was applied. And just to note that we're only going to look at annual bluegrass counts from single year applications. That 2015-2016 treatment regime is not included in this data set. We did this with a 1 square meter grid, looked at the presence or absence of annual bluegrass within each segment of that grid. So each treatment would have a mean of 12. We then, in the second year of the project, looked at zoysia grass recovery using methods of Tomes et al. Via digital image analysis. So statistically, our statistician at Tennessee advised us to handle the data as a completely randomized design repeated in time. We ran the ANOVA in R using the EXPDES package. Data were combined across years with means compared using Fisher's Protected LSD. And then our DIA data, albeit from a single year, looking at turfgrass recovery, were subjected to nonlinear regression analyses in PRISM. Once we had finished our portion in Tennessee, our group harvested cores from our plots after phrase mowing effects on annual bluegrass were quantified each season. Two cores, 10.8 centimeter diameter, were harvested in May of each year and sent to Dr. Patton's group at Purdue. There they cut the cores to a 2.5 centimeter depth and then looked at seed bank analyses via methods of Schwartz et al. 2015, and I'll quickly walk through what those methods were here in a minute. They were stored at 4C prior to beginning this assay. So they took our cores, pulverized cores were then air dried, passed through sieves to remove foliar tissue, stolons, and rhizomes, and that's going to prove to be important that the organic material was removed and they were looking only at soil that was removed from our plots. This soil was then put into 25 by 25 centimeter trays that were filled with potting mix that had been capped with a landscape fabric weed barrier. These trays, as you can see in this image, were placed in a greenhouse at Purdue University. Mean temperature was 21C, DLI values ranging from 10 to 35 moles per meter squared per day across multiple germination cycles. What we mean by that is the following. We took each soil sample and then went through a process of trying to get all of the weed seed within that soil sample to germinate. This was repeated 4 times for each plot in our study. One germination cycle looked like this, where the soil would be sub-irrigated at initiation and then 5 to 7 days thereafter. Weed seedlings were identified weekly for 4 weeks, identified, counted, and then discarded again to try to let all of the weed seed within that soil germinate and then be quantified. Soil would then be restored at minus 20 for 2 weeks, thawed, stirred, and this entire process would be repeated. Statistically, data from the May 2016 plant counts and May 2017 plant counts were analyzed separately. Total counts of weed seed were analyzed by species, particularly annual bluegrass, and then for this presentation by type and life cycle. So we'll look at summer annual broadleaf weeds and then summer annual grassy weeds. Experimental design the same as previously described with means compared using Fisher's LSD. results. When we started this, I was awful excited. I was a skeptic, to say the least, about this working. This is a photo I took on January 10th of 2016. Non-phrase mode plots here on the left, phrase mode on the right. Had been freeze mode the previous June, a very distinct response. But what we saw from this was that the response became more muted as we went through the spring. As we went through and collected data in February and then again in March, this stark difference between treated and non-treated kind of eroded. And we think that this speaks to recruitment of weed seed into our phrase mode plots potentially, as well as the potential spring germination flushes of annual bluegrass at our site. Data-wise, this is kind of what I alluded to earlier. So if we look here, our February counts, annual bluegrass plants per meter squared were 45 in our phrase mode plots, 62 in our non-treated check. If we look in April, 53 in our phrase mode plots, 72 in our non-treated check. This accounts to about a 26% reduction in annual bluegrass counts per square meter. Looking at our zoysiagrass recovery data, albeit from 1 year, on the y-axis here we have zoysiagrass cover analyzed via DIA and then days after treatment along the x. What we'll see is about an 8 week period here, roughly 56 days, to get full recovery where our cover and our phrase mode plots are equivalent to our non-treated. Seed bank assay was relatively interesting. So this is from 2015 on the Y. This is weed seed per 233 cubic centimeters of soil. Focus here on your first data columns. We have no significant difference in weed seed in our soil between phrase mowing and non-phrase mode controls. And a minor difference, no difference with summer annual broadleaf weeds and a minor difference with our annual grasses. We look at 2016 data, and now we're only through two of our four germination cycles within this process, but we're doing it with a larger volume of soil. So here it's weed seed per 466 cubic centimeters of soil. And again, no significant difference in our annual bluegrass in soil quantified through this seed bank assay. We did note on the end here, we saw an increase in summer annual grasses into our plots after phrase mowing, and this makes some sense. Practitioners who have been using this technology in warm season markets will typically apply oxydiazon after the warm season grasses are removed to try to keep warm season weeds, particularly annuals, managed. We did no herbicide applications after doing this process in spring, or in summer, I should say. So in conclusion, we had 8 weeks for Myers zoysiagrass to completely recover from a June phrase mowing. This June phrase mowing resulted in a 26% reduction in annual bluegrass counts in April. The differences in annual bluegrass counts did become more reduced throughout the spring, and we think, again, this could be recruitment of weed seed into phrase mowed areas or potentially spring germination flushes of annual bluegrass from deeper in the soil profile. We did not see any differences in our annual bluegrass seed bank via core sampling, which questions whether or not this is the best method. The potential is there that phrase mowing is removing annual bluegrass seed that's found in thatch and organic matter and not that is in soil, and that's something that's going to require further investigation. There's also core-to-core variability and whether we took enough cores to see a meaningful difference. So at this point, I would say that phrase mowing based on this data set is not going to be a standalone control measure for annual bluegrass, but something to incorporate into a diversified plan to manage POA within warm season turf grass systems. And we certainly need more research in order to figure out how to best use the technology. Efficacy in Bermuda grass is well warranted. More information on phrase mowing. Timing and depth, I think, is warranted. How do we handle the debris? You know, if that debris is thatch and organic material with weed seed in it, should there be processing of that to be stewardly with weed movement? Need to acknowledge eTrek where the work was done, OpAid and Campy Imants for the equipment, the students who helped in data collection, and I, based on Scott's presence over my left shoulder, I don't think I have any time for questions.
Maybe one quick question, if there is one.
Thank you.
Here.